Hello. Get my face on the screen.
Hello.
Hello, Kenny. Nice to see you. And then
Yeah,
Lori.
sorry.
And
I
didn't you
missed the
say you
last
were going
one.
to be in advocacy? Oh,
Yeah, I
all
think
right.
this is advocacy, isn't it?
Yeah, I clicked on development. I don't know how that happened. Okay.
Okay, so it looks like it's just you and me, and then Stacy's here to keep us under Okay.
control.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the power of
Big
two, right?
task.
There was somebody else at the last, there was a couple more people at the last meeting, but maybe they've changed their mind.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
Mindy,
I'm sorry to
text.
miss the last one, but I did catch up with the recording afterwards. I vaguely remember maybe Robert was interested in being on this side of things.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully somebody else will decide to join. But hi, Mindy. So glad you joined us. So now there's three powerful folks here.
Well, I think I'm still trying to figure out how to get into their breakout room. So hopefully,
People may still be, yeah, it was a little weird, but eventually we made it. So, well, there we are. Robert, you said Robert. Perfect.
Sorry, it was taking me longer since I'm on the phone.
No worries. We're just glad to have you.
Thank you.
That's great. So I guess we can jump into the as was said, I'm chair for a day. So we can kind of jump into the discussion today. I think one of the things, and I'll just say a few things I've been thinking about, and then really just ask everybody to jump in. One of the things I'm wondering about is our role as commissioners is more of an advisory role. When it comes to advocacy tends to be public, obviously, PR, those kinds of things. So for me, one of the big questions is how do we balance those two and how do we not extend beyond what our mandate is on the commission in terms of both advocacy and I think the community engagement can become a little bit easier, but the advocacy piece can be very sensitive, and just to keep that in mind. So I'm not sure. I did put together kind of an agenda, but I think this is more of a discussion. So I just would love to hear people's thoughts in general to start with about the two pieces, the sort of public relations, community engagement. And then getting into more the advocacy and sort of what are people's interests and thoughts? And then let's go from there and maybe have a discussion. Does that sound okay with people?
Sounds good.
Great. So please just jump in, anybody, and sort of thoughts about, sorry, I'm a little sweaty and my glasses keep falling down on me.
It's only March, April. I'm sorry.
I know. I've been running around cooking before I started the meal, so that's probably why. Of
And
course,
I
I
can jump in.
Great, Robert, go ahead.
One of the things that I remember, like, I know Mindy shared her perspective, I shared my perspective about older adults, it seemed to me like there was an issue around awareness and education that seems important. And, it doesn't necessarily have to be advocacy, but it's just awareness, I would say. And that seems to me like an important role for this group. So I would share that as a starting place.
Yeah, I think when it comes to housing affordability, homelessness, there are so many myths and misperceptions out there. And sadly, they often inform public policy. We're seeing that right at the federal level right now, where they're trying to upend years of evidence-based practice and move into something else really based on a lot of myths. So to me, it's really important that as much as possible, we focus on evidence-based practices, solutions, ideas, whether it becomes around housing or homelessness. And so I agree with you. I think that awareness and education is extremely important.
My chair thought, appreciated the discussion from the last meeting. Again, just catching up on it over the video. And yeah, this focus on maybe the underreported or underrecognized sources and populations that are at risk of homelessness, and the unique challenges too faced but by those communities. So that definitely feels within our charge in thinking about, equity and access to housing, making sure we're keeping our attention on some of those unique situations and factors. And I like the suggestion too about public affairs. You know, if advocacy is maybe not the right word here, that I in our previous version of the subcommittees was always interested in, having more voices kind of being engaged with the commission. We're not fully within the city or fully within the elected space, as advisors and just making recommendations. But perhaps that gives us a unique place to receive what folks are sharing, invite them in and to share experiences or even get to know how I think I'm interested in a lot of what, just community groups and folks are doing to really tackle problems on the ground too. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of like trust building that, we could be participants in, help guide and even provide some recommendations around how to communicate certain things or what we might be hearing too from our corners.
Can I ask a question as someone who's, this is my first year, and I know this was something that was brought up at the last meeting. I've had past experience on commissions in other cities and had a lot of community presentations. We haven't really had that this year, but my understanding is that was more common in the past. So to your point, Kenny, but sort of about getting the viewpoint from community members and from potentially vulnerable groups or populations within the community. Is that something that has traditionally been done in the commission, or is that something we think would be a good part of the public affairs? And I agree, I like the public affairs title. That's just my personal opinion. Anybody who's been on the commission longer, can they speak to that?
I can.
Yeah, Mindy.
The presentations became quite tedious. Most of our meetings were taken up by presentations, slides going up on the screen, and the person just reading from the slide. And that, for some of us, was uncomfortable.
Mm.
I'm a visual learner, so it just was so much that we never had time as a commission to talk about anything because there were so many presentations coming in. So
gotcha.
That's why they were cut back, I think, in my recollection, that they were cut back because there was,
And were these mostly organizations that would come and present, like nonprofits, that kind of thing, or developers, those kinds of things? Is that what it was?
It was both. Some nonprofits, some personal people, mostly it was the city and the county, and then Southern Arizona, the Land Trust. I can go back and look, because I don't retain that information well in my brain anymore.
I hear you.
And this is just Kenny, I think you were transitioning on to the commission when there was that shift from 2 hours or an hour and a half of presentations mm-hmm. every meeting.
Yeah, Mindy's definitely been on the commission much longer than I have. And, I think we had talked about it at one of the last retreats of reducing the presentations because of that. I would say it was largely different agencies trying to hear about what different actions were happening. We had a couple presentations from folks in Phoenix working in housing in their departments and others. But Perhaps one thing I might add to that too is, they were largely within the subcommittees too. So I think part of the challenge was, some folks were getting information, felt like it was good to share out with the larger commission. So sometimes they might present again. Sometimes it would point to the videos, but I don't know if folks ever followed up to watch them and if we ever got back to discussing them too. I think what might be different, or what I'm hearing as a somewhat of a different suggestion, is working with maybe more grassroots of groups. Or at that last retreat, I'm thinking of there was the talk of maybe visiting different neighborhood associations and seeing what they're encountering and things like that. And if we could be this sort of intermediary between what's going on there.
Great. Thank you. That's super helpful.
Anne?
Yes,
Hi,
Michael.
this is Mike. If I may, a couple of questions and then some comments. First, how long do we have to be in this room together?
60 minutes.
Okay, so 5:30?
I'm just not wearing my watch.
Anybody?
Yeah, it'll be a
About
little,
20
probably a
people.
little before that. We've been out for maybe 5 or 6 minutes, so around 5:30, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Next question, and please forgive me. Anne, who are you with? Who are you representing? Or yeah.
Am I? So honestly, I am recently retired, but I have spent close to the last 20 years working on the issue of homelessness. I started nationally. I worked with the federal government. I also formed a group called Funders Together to End Homelessness, which is a national philanthropy group. I've worked all over the country on the issue of homelessness. And then I went from there, decided that I needed some on-the-ground experience because I was very much at the 60-foot-thousand level. So I took a job in Skid Row. I worked in Los Angeles in Skid Row. And then I managed one of the county of LA's homeless, they established sort of 8 service areas, and we were the lead agency for homelessness in San Gabriel Valley in Northeast Los Angeles. So we covered population of about 5 million people, and we were the coordinator for all homeless services. So I have both sort of national as well as very much on the ground experience in housing and homelessness, though. So that's why I was very interested in becoming involved here locally. We moved to Tucson just over a year ago.
Okay, I just know who was leading this discussion and all of that. So,
No
and
problem.
if I, just to let everybody know, the reason my camera's off is because of this. There's a thing in the way here,
Oh.
so that's why. So, having been on the commission from the beginning, I was the first vice chair. My thoughts in regarding our subject that we're considering is this. First, and I don't have it in front of me. I wish I had opened it up, but I don't have it in front of me. Our mission statement and all of that, in general, we're to offer commentary, suggestions, et cetera, to mayor and council. So when we talk about advocacy and public relations, I'm all for it, but I want to make sure, at least for myself, and I'm not a voting member anymore because I earned a dollar from the city. So I'm just, an ex officio member. I'm all for us, if you will, as a commission, speaking out loud, speaking in public, to the public, to the media, all that kind of stuff. But I want to make sure that we don't do something we probably should not do. Best way I could describe it for the moment, if that makes sense to anyone.
Yes, I appreciate that. And that was actually my concern at the beginning, that we don't overstep the mandate of the commission and being commissioners. And I think especially around the advocacy issue. And again, I'm a little unsure even in terms of the public education, because we are representing our advisors to city and mayor and council. So I'm very aware of that, just to try to think how we straddle. For me, I'd love to be out there advocating and doing things, but I recognize I can do that as a private citizen, not necessarily as a commissioner. So thank you for reminding us of that. One of my thoughts in terms of advocacy, and I'm just throwing this out there, Yes, there is a lot going on around advocacy around housing and homelessness. It's one of the biggest issues affecting people in this country right now. And there are some things happening at the federal and at the state level. One of my thoughts was, because our job is to really inform and advise, is I think it would be really interesting to sort of track some of the things that are going on, not for the general public, but again, for mayor and council. There's a huge lawsuit happening. I'm sure they're aware of it, but there's also a tremendous amount going on. They may not be aware of everything. And there are some national advocacy groups that are doing some key work right now. So I think it would be really interesting to find out more about what's going on in those places and actually present to the commission, reports on kind of some of the key things, because they may decide that they want to participate as mayor and council in some of the things, because this federal government is really trying to dismantle what we've, worked on for literally decades in this country. So again, more of a just tracking and informing all of the various pieces that are going around around these issues. Just a thought.
If I may, Anne. Oh,
yes.
Mindy, your hand was raised before that.
It so was.
I'll jump in after.
I lowered it. Are we comfortable in not doing hand raising and just watching each other and tuning in?
I'm happy to watch for hands, and I apologize, Mindy. I didn't see it. But if we want to raise hands, that way we make sure that I don't miss people, and I'll watch for that going forward. So, Mindy, why don't you go first and then Robert?
Okay. I think if we're mindful about, after our discussions and puzzling things, that we kind of couch everything in terms of as an advisory committee, mm-hmm. and that we would tell the city, we feel strongly that a more visible public relations or community outreach presence be available in Tucson in that kind of way. So we can feel free about talking about what we think is going, what needs to be done, and then figure out ways to make it as a recommendation so as not to step on toes, because we're as an advisory board, we're not a doing board. If some ideas come out from us about what makes a lot of sense, then maybe individuals can take that on, but.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mindy. That's sort of my thought as well. Robert.
I would just want to go back to what Kenny said. I fully agree with, this committee especially represents or speaks about the issues that impact those most vulnerable. And, if we are going to center equity and not include those perspectives, I think we're missing a really, really important piece. And so I think, what is the mechanism for us to do what you suggested, Mindy, that we're the conduit for what's happening. We're the conduit and for, national things, but also the conduit for innovation at the grassroots level. And to me, that seems like such a valuable thing. And so what is the mechanism for that to happen as commissioners? I think that seems like it would be important.
Kenny. Thank you, Robert. Kenny.
Yeah, thanks for that too, Robert. Yeah, also kind of mulling that over as well. Maybe one thing I'm trying to think through is, how we get to our recommendations. That is, I imagine, is in our purview. And if we're inviting folks and sort of, how we're gathering our information, our data, our evidence for what we might be recommending. I do feel like, we can think about, those mechanisms. Is it, how we arrive at the suggestions? I think that's something we can take charge of. And I would love to hear the innovative things that people are doing, or even perhaps, ways that the system is falling a little bit short these days, or just what's on people's minds if they're, not willing to support more funding for housing, let's say. that would be interesting to gather information on and guide our recommendations to. Here's how we could reach those communities, those folks. Here's what might bring us together to make sure we're addressing the issues.
Great. Great, totally. One of the things that I've been thinking about and listening to all of you, and I really appreciate these comments, I think they're just right on target, is I do feel, and I hear what you're saying, Mindy, I've sat through some deadly presentations in my time, but if we're thinking about really listening to what's going on, and I love that you brought up innovation, Robert, I think it was you, sorry. But what I think we need to move away from is make sure that we hear about what's going on locally, because there's some really innovative things locally, but there are also some incredibly innovative things going on in other communities. And what I've been thinking about is, could we as a committee look at various topics that we think are really pertinent, find out what's going on locally, and then connect with potentially national groups or other cities and bring in other people to say, yeah, we did this in our community and we were really successful at it. And at the same time, speak both to organizations that may be national, big organizations, but then also make sure we connect with that grassroots, again, both locally. And when I'm saying grassroots, it's service providers on the ground, but also people who are living these things. And there are also national groups that focus on people with lived experience that could give us some real value add in terms of what's happening in the bigger picture, as well as what's happening in Tucson. And I think that that would be great information to give our city councilors. And also, you know, is there a way that we can share that with the broader community? Certainly we can invite people to meetings, but to me, there is so much knowledge and information out there that we could really be looking at. Somebody said earlier about church groups. I was involved, and this isn't about me, but I was involved with a local church in Pasadena who did this so successfully that they have had the highest rate of housing people permanently through that church program than through even the service providers. And they have a model that they've tested, they've worked with, that has been so incredibly successful. And I'm thinking the person who was the pastor of the church is actually from Tucson, although he was living in California. And he said he would love to come and share what they've done. To me, that's a great opportunity to learn from other communities and to build some bridges. So anyway, that's my thought as I'm listening. Yes, Mindy.
I in no way intended to say all presentations are bad. And
no, I know. I hear you. I've been through some really bad ones.
And I think presentations are necessary to learn more about what's happening around us. And I'm glad for you to speak of that. And like the pastor from the church in Pasadena, like I'd love to hear what's working other than, yeah, from other people. So I wanted to just clarify, I am not anti-presentation at all.
I didn't take it that way, but I have, yeah. And you can put some strict, you know.
And I have at some point in this meeting, I wrote a list of things that I would like to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I think we need to elect a chairperson, which I nominate you.
Thank you.
I don't know if anybody else.
Second.
If you accept. Yeah,
definitely. I was going to say thank you or curse you. I'm not sure which. No, I appreciate that. I will say this is an area really dear to my heart. I've been doing sort of the PR advocacy for a long time now, and I think that is so important in this issue, because again, I've seen so much harm being done because of misperceptions. So, I mean, unless someone else is interested, I certainly want to give anybody else an opportunity, but also happy to take it on. Thank you.
And I'm willing to assist as much as I can, having spent 3 decades in media.
That would be wonderful. Do you go by Mike or Michael? Which do you prefer?
Yes.
Yes, either one. Okay. When you're in trouble, it's Michael, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mike, that would be wonderful. And would love to chat with you more about that because, yeah, that's really important. There was someone else's hand up. They may have taken it down. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss somebody.
It's irrelevant anymore. I was just going to ask Mindy what would have made for a more productive learning space back when those workshops were or those presentations took place.
Do you want me to answer that? Or do we, I think we already, it's just, for me, it's not an hour and 15 minutes of slideshows and people reading off of them. That I've been pretty vocal about that. It's not a secret. Yeah. I do enjoy people coming and talking about their programs and learning very much. I'm one of the people who brought in speakers from our committee, from Rachel Milne from Phoenix, who has the sanctioned campground site, and Chris Olson, who's working on the homing project, the pallet communities, which there are many around the country, pallet communities that have shown quite a bit of, so yeah. So just to be clear, yes, presentations and people and ideas are all necessary. And I wanted to piggyback on Robert about, I know you said fidelity measured, you know, programs. I also think a little bit outside as well with innovation, that we may come up with some thoughts that are not fidelity, maybe following a fidelity model, but keeping ourselves open for that, I hope.
Yeah, I agree. As I've been listening, I've just been sort of jotting some notes down here. And again, please disagree if you don't, but I'm thinking of sort of three areas of focus. One being the innovation. It's really looking at kind of what's going on that's best going to help and support those people who are housing insecure, homeless, development, those kinds of things. Which again could be local or national. The other piece is that community engagement piece or the community education, right? Myth busting, really letting people understand what are the real issues. No, it's not. We have a bunch of drug addicts or a bunch of people who've decided overnight they don't want to live in a house. And then the third one, again, I'm going to come back to that advocacy one, not that we would advocate because I don't think that's our role, but more that we track and are very clear about what are some of the advocacy efforts going on, either locally, statewide, or potentially nationally, that we just are then informing the commission, city and council that this is what is happening around these issues. So that is more of a tracking, informing, not doing. Does that sound okay to people? Are people have any concerns about that, or is there anything that is missing there?
Oops. It's too early for me to say, Anne.
Okay. Thank you. Any other thoughts?
Well, I just had some things running through my head as you were speaking. I was imagining. Situations where maybe it's probably the proper for the vice chair of the chair to speak publicly in media thing. I'm thinking like, let's say they've got like a 30-minute talk show on PBS, you know, maybe they should be there representing, just sharing thoughts around the conversation about issues that we speak about in general and think about. But I mean, since we're talking about advocacy amongst the what, 4 or 5 of us, and you're willing to lead, if you will, it could be you as well, you know, where you just are involved with, you know, newspaper articles or, you know, they're talking about it and we can remind people that we exist. Also, as we go along with sharing information, remind them we exist, invite them to the meetings, let them know what's going on, how to get involved, etc. If that makes any sense to anyone.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense, and what you were sharing too, Anne. You know, I definitely don't feel like we're in any kind of advocacy role, but and at the same time, I do think, you know, we as a body that isn't exactly, you know, we're also citizens, right? That's the point of convening the commissions. You know, it might be a more comfortable setting to gather some more of this information. And yeah, that the invitation to share, to myth bus, you know. I think part of, you know, what I'm kind of interested in, if this is the vehicle for it, is, you know, what should folks be, how should they be responding? You know, the Safe City Initiative, I think makes a lot of sense, but that in isolation, you know, what we were just talking about, it does tend to miss what is causing, you know, the feelings of unsafety for a lot of people. So I don't know. I think it's getting a little bit jumbled in my head, but there's definitely an educational piece. You know, I think there's a way that we can be listening and hearing what others are running into at the same time.
Great. Thank you. I think that really makes sense. And, you know, I think, you know, you mentioned safe cities. There are a number of activities being done both at the city and the county level, which I've been actually really impressed at how they've handled it. But we know that, you know, NIMBYism does exist. There can be backlash. And I think where this committee can support activities that are taking new developments, for example, you know, we talked a little bit about middle housing. There's always some backlash about density. That I think could be a role of this committee, because really what we're doing is coming out in support of what the city is doing, and really engaging the public in positive ways around those kinds of things. And I think safety, you know, people, that's a big issue for people. It would be interesting. I know that I've done a lot of engagement with police around these issues, because you get them talking about it. It can be a lot more powerful in terms of sort of the housing issue, right? And a neighborhood is safer to have housing rather than an encampment. So any other thoughts or comments on where we're, do people feel like we're kind of headed in the right direction? I know there's a lot of stuff swirling around here. And even coming into this meeting, I was like, there's so many different directions you can go. Robert.
I was part of the climate change committee in Tucson, and then the food systems committee. And in both cases, great work, great ideas. There were like incredible speakers, and there was so much work, particularly with the climate change, to come up with like all kinds of strategies. And once the plan was put together, there was quite a bit of frustration, I would say, from certain folks who had never been asked what their perspective was on how these things would impact their lives. And so, again, I think this, we have such a great opportunity with such an important issue to engage with folks whose lives are being impacted every day by this. If anything, as a way to engage in dialogue around, hey, you know, the commission and the city is supporting this initiative, making sure that we understand what are the well-intended impacts of this, and then the unintended consequences of these things. You know, I think it's just to Kenny's point, we are also citizens of this community. And I think that to me feels really important. And it's not advocating. It's just making sure that we're closing that loop that often we don't do.
I love that. I've always been said that I'm a huge believer that there are always unintended consequences, even no matter how good something seems. So yeah, I love that. Thank you.
I do too.
Kenny, did you?
Yeah, and also we're in just such a probably because it's growing in criticality or importance. I just am very aware the conversation around homelessness and homeless individuals has just never been as negative in my experience as it is at this moment. So I do feel very motivated and trying to figure out what's the right message that's going to bring our community together. And it's both listening to all the concerns and bringing together the possibilities that people are working on.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's kind of scary to see what's going on. It's not just homelessness. I think there's just an atmosphere in this country of I don't know what, and it's certainly affecting people dreadfully.
Mindy, did you want to go next?
No, I'm kind of wanting to listen. I've got a list of things that I have thought about wanting to work on that are most certainly outside the box. That just kind of wanting to hear what other people were saying first.
The reason I ask is it looked like you were unmuted, and Kenny just stoked something in my mind, because I was thinking about what are our feelings and thoughts about the title or naming of this committee or subcommittee? And I'm thinking there are a few words already got in front of my head. One was advocacy, public relations, public, whatever. Kenny used the word messaging. And I was like, hey, could that be something we could use in the title or the name for the group? I don't know. I'm just, just throwing it out there.
Okay. What about something like messaging and community engagement? Because I think, to Kenny's point, and others have said, it's engaging the whole community. We want to focus on certain issues and certain populations who are most affected from a vulnerable perspective, but everybody's affected by it. So that's why engaging the broader community, I think, is really important. Mindy. Oh, you're muted.
Yeah, I'll push all these. that our responsibility is to come up with recommendations to mayor and council. And always be thinking and couching our thoughts on how we're feeding them or asking them. That's what just kept came up for me. So I can't think outside of that bubble, that whatever work we do, it has to end up as a recommendation to mayor and council. I hope that makes sense. Thanks.
Yeah, I think I can add to this. I think I can add to this because I did pull up the latest version of the mission statement I could find, 2024. Let me click back to my notes here. So farther beyond the first sentence, it says focus areas of the commission. There are four. And the last one, the fourth one, says serve as a forum for community collaboration and education. Mm. It goes on further, but I just wanted to stop and pause there. So that, to me, does give us the opportunity as a commission and subcommittee to communicate to the general public about the commission, housing issues, et cetera. That's how I feel about it so far.
Great. Thank you. Stacy.
Hi, good evening, good afternoon, good morning to some. I just want to make sure that we stick to the first three things that we were supposed to focus on prior, because we're really getting ahead of this conversation. I'm glad that we voted on a chairperson. Anne is going to be that. And I believe we've got a first and a motion on that. Did we decide on a monthly meeting and then our subcommittee names? So I know that Mindy has a list of what she wants to discuss, and I think that we need to keep that in mind. But before we go further, since we have everybody here, a monthly meeting time at what works for everybody, and then a subcommittee name, and then we can proceed forward with your guys's topics, which I think as a sidelinder is excellent.
Thank you, Stacey, for keeping us on track. So should we, let's cover those. Those should be hopefully relatively quick. Oh, sorry, Michael, did you have something to say to that?
Yeah, just real quick, as far as the subcommittee name, I like what you said, community engagement. I like that. We can modify it, move it around, add to it, but I like that.
Great, thank you. So that's one of the, unless that's one of the items on the paper. I know you said messaging as well. We talked about public affairs. I don't know. I like community engagement. I'll put my vote towards that one because just I think that, to Michael's point about that really being one of our mandates anyway. Any other thoughts on the name? Let's do the name and then we'll go on to the meetings and then we'll resume our deeper conversation. Any other thoughts about the name?
Does anybody oppose?
It makes sense to me. It resonates with me.
Makes sense to me too.
Great. So,
just in agreement with it, and also, if it might be a little more specific too, so I kind of gives us somewhat more guidance. Or I think with the community engagement part, I think that's what we, I do agree that's what we want to be doing. But if, let's say community members, would they know how to engage with us with simply that name, right? So I'm trying to think of something, you know, maybe it's like messaging or narratives or a collaboration or something like that gets added to it.
Community engagement and collaboration. Because then it's more of a two-way street. Engagement sounds like we're engaging the community, but we also want the community to engage with us. Mindy, are you, sorry, did you have your hand up, Mindy? And you?
Yeah, I did. I think having the word advocacy in there is, for me, it's important, but I can live without it. Comes Tasha. This is Tasha. Oh, no. Sorry. No cap.
I love advocacy. I'm always worried that people misinterpret what that means, but.
And I agree with you because I could easily misinterpret that title.
Okay. Again, I'm not attached. As long as we have some name.
Yeah, and I love the term advocacy. I'm with you on it, Mindy. Putting it in the title, I can see where I could go. I could go right. I can make a left turn.
Yeah, what about there was community engagement and then community relations. Similar community relations, Mindy. You like that one? Anybody else have a
community engagement and relations? I don't know. I'm just brainstorming.
Or public, the reason I had put forward public affairs the last time, because public affairs usually incorporates government relations, community relations, media relations. Community relations and public affair, I don't know. That might starting to get a little unwieldy. Community relations versus community engagement. Any thoughts on that one?
I strongly love engagement.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. Okay. I think we have enough of any objections to we go with community engagement committee?
No. Love it.
Excellent. Okay, Stacey, two down, one to go. Now, meeting times. I am really open as a newly retired person as of about a week and a half ago. So any other, thank you. Not having to get up and go to work in the morning is like really nice. Any other requests, thoughts about meeting times? Is monthly good for everybody? Let's start there. Once a month? Yep. Okay, good. Any day of the week. We have our commissions on Thursday, so probably not Thursdays. Any preferences that people have, especially people who are still working?
I cannot do Tuesday or Wednesday afternoons.
Tuesday, Wednesday. So that leaves Monday. We could do it Thursday, right? Because as long as it's not on the same day. What about a Thursday, the same time as the commission, but we do it on a non-commission day? Does that work for people? So say 4 to 6 on a Thursday, and we'll just have to figure out what the dates would be. Any problems with that?
I think most of us were on the Equitable Housing Strategies Subcommittee, and I think we had Thursdays 1 to 2:30, like the third Thursday or something, so it wouldn't overlap. But I wouldn't mind if the meeting was a little bit earlier too, rather than in the evening.
So
I
you're saying
agree.
earlier as in like the 1 to 2:30 versus that's what you, not earlier than one, just or do you, would you prefer in the morning?
Just the 1 to 2:30 was working, and it, as long as it doesn't overlap. But yeah, I'm happy to hear from others.
That would be ideal for me as well.
Great. If nobody else has any objections, we say the third Thursday of the month, 1 to 2:30. That work for everybody? Yay. There we go. We accomplished our three tasks. Yes,
Thanks,
Stacy.
Anne.
So, as far as the title go, you guys were happy with community engagement or community engagement and collaboration?
I think we just decided on community engagement, unless somebody feels like we should add to that.
It sounds like we were asked to add that.
I'd be for it, if folks would entertain the collaborative portion.
I'm good with it.
Okay,
Michael
community
Robert's good.
works.
Michael, are you good with that?
Yeah, there was another one we were tossing around. It was community engagement and something else. That I would kind of liked a little better, but I don't remember what it is. So let's go with the majority.
Okay, great. Community engagement and collaboration. Yay.
Okay, we've got our three tasks, and now you may proceed.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Stacy. Appreciate it. Okay, so we have a meeting time, we have a name. Now we just need to figure out kind of what is our mandate going forward. And I think the title, obviously, engaging with the community. Around key topics that we decide as a committee. We could go into everything, but I think we have to limit it and decide sort of what are the areas of focus, and then how do we create collaboration in the community. So, Mindy, you said you had some ideas. Was this on specific topics that you'd like the committee to address?
Yeah.
Would you like to sh Do you feel comfortable sharing those with us and getting us started?
Sure. I read one obscure article about a small city in Oklahoma that the mayor wrote law, or it was put into law that homes or multifamily homes could not be sold to portfolio investors. And I think that, I've watched that happen to numbers of people that I know, fixed incomes, large apartment complexes, fixed incomes, a California company comes in and the next month doubles their rent. And I know it is controversial because we're capitalist society. However, we are also a society that needs to take care of our vulnerable adults and low income. So I would love to see Tucson put their foot down, say enough private equity investing in our housing market, and that local people can buy multifamily but just not going into the portfolios of to get other people more wealthy would be one thing I would dearly love to see happen. I think a video being done as a PSA that the city would then broadcast regularly. I don't have any TV, so I don't watch TV, but I know that PSAs go out pretty frequently on radios and on TV that would be put together around the messaging that this committee wants to see happen. I think stigma is a really important component. Having worked on an ACT team, are any of you familiar with assertive community treatment teams?
Yeah.
I worked on an ACT team before SAMHSA got hold of it and polluted it. ACT is assertive community treatment team. And I thought perhaps the city may be interested in doing a pilot. So over 75% of the people that we're seeing that are homeless are individuals who were enrolled in indigent behavioral health homes with all of the supports that people recovering from serious mental illness really do require. And that is stable housing, wraparound services, vocational rehabilitation, helping people get back to work and through that recovery process. And on an ACT team, rather than there being one, I hate calling them case managers because people are not cases, they don't even manage it. One clinician has 90 to 200 people that they're responsible for. When I was on the ACT team, I worked with 17. And then it went up to 21. When it got to 35, I couldn't do it anymore. But every single person that I had worked with for almost 5 years, in the last 2 years, no hospitalizations, pulled people out of expensive sheltered employment programs. Some people we were able to, transition from supported residential into the Tucson house with a roommate because they needed some extra care. And there's lots of creativity that came out of that ACT team. And people really recovered. So most of the people, so part of our biggest issue is that we have been defunded at the federal level. And because we don't have the funding to put into our indigent care system, people are getting disenrolled because they don't make it to two doctor appointments or two case management appointments, and they're disenrolled and they're put out in the street. And I've talked to lots of people. And the other demographic are children aging out of foster care. Mm-hmm. That, boom, you're 24, you're out. And don't have the tools or skills to advocate for themselves. And that is another large demographic that we have, our youth and elderly and people who have serious mental illnesses and are going without treatment. And then we have people with substance use disorders and veterans. So that's my thing.
Thank you. Thank you, Mindy. But I'm a huge believer in ACT. We did that we were a pilot actually at Downtown Women's Center in Skid Row. And so we have population groups as one issue. We have sort of stigma. I loop that in with the misperceptions. The PSA, the video, I think social media, podcasting is potentially cheaper, but can be very, very effective. And I couldn't agree more on the private equity. I know in California, they do have laws that try to prohibit it. There's all sorts of workarounds. You're only, if you own more than so many places, you're not allowed to buy private homes. So they just incorporate under multiple names and still buy it up. But I love that one. That is truly an advocacy one, right? Mm-hmm. But I do think it would be interesting to see, like you talked about Oklahoma. I hadn't heard of that one, but I have heard of other places that are trying to do this now.
I think if my memory, sorry for interrupting, my memory's here in a way if I don't say it. The mayor, the city bought up homes and released them only to families that were middle to low income or on the verge of being homeless or to, yeah. So that's the other part, the city buying up the properties and but not letting the I get too upset when I think I'll just
Yeah.
be private equity comes in and makes profit, and then housing becomes unaffordable. And I
Private
think
equity now owns more private apartments than do individuals in this country.
thank
And
you.
that's one of the reasons we're seeing
Thank you.
issues. Yeah. Any other thoughts about some of the topics? We don't have to decide everything today. We can narrow it down a bit, but I just do want to get others' thoughts in terms of what are some issues. I really appreciate that, Mindy. Those are some, I think, great options. Anything else that people would like to add to that or think about? One of the things I am curious about is whether or not could we do like a podcast? I think that would be really interesting. Sorry, somebody's hand went up and I was talking. Who?
It was
Robert?
me. I think, I mean, Mindy said it, and I think Kenny said it at one point too. I think demystifying what's happening with folks, this is, like there's such a stigma with this whole experience, and at least working with older adults, there are so many that had. What you mean, what would be a successful life, and all of a sudden they're older and they've lost it all. And so I think it's just like demystifying this and making sure that we create that awareness, whether it is, people that are having that are older or whatever the issue. I think that to me would be such a powerful way to re-engage with our community with in the spirit of empathy, solidarity, I think.
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more.
Yeah, it's
So,
definitely on my mind too, that anti-stigma, but also building compassion too. So sharing some of those stories, whether it's through media. I kind of remember, spent quite a bit of time in LA too, and there was a group, I don't know if they still do it, doing a photography series with tenants. I think they called it Tenants in Common. And, it was a really fun, lively photo just to humanize, the situations people found themselves in, and sort of to normalize too that there are things that sometimes are out of our hands, and the more that we see that there are stories and ways to assist to get ahead of what might be going on as well.
yeah, humanizing people. There was an interesting presentation done. It was one of the big funders brought a guy in who's, I think, a sociologist, and he had studied for years what makes communities change their mind on issues. And it was really interesting. He'd been studying this for like 15 years, and he said compassion actually doesn't work, calling on people's compassion. What works is connecting people. And if you see yourself in that other person, that's the first step. And he said the second step is for you to understand how that person being harmed negatively affects you. And so I've used that around encampments. I don't want an encampment at the end of my street either. But what I want is a solution that works for the people in the encampment, as well as people in the neighborhood, right? So that connection, and I think there's some really powerful things you can do using social media, using whether it's video. Stacey, are we about ready to be kicked back?
Our time is up. Mr. Portillo has told us we need to. So, in the bottom right-hand corner, you leave the room and it should take you right back into the main. So, and then I think Anne, you'll present and let us know the topic, the title, and the chairperson.
Okay,
Okay.
that sounds good. And just before we go back, if I mention one thing, what I'll do is I will send out a note about our, or the commission will about the next meeting. And what I can do is put together a bit of a draft agenda, send it around. And if people want to add or change, we can do that. But I have a lot of notes on today. Thank you all for a really great conversation. I look forward to working with you.
How do we get back into the...
On the lower right hand of your screen, there should be a leave room little button. Okay. See you in the big room.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Before I go, I want to take a little bit of personal privilege. Stacy, is that you? Stacy?
Yes.
I don't get to see her often, and I didn't get to see her today. So I just, hi.
Hi.
Okay. All right, bye.